Ladies and gentlemen, I would like to welcome you most warmly to Żare. This is the largest city in the Polish part of Lusatia, a historical region spreading between Lower Silesia in Poland and Saxony and Brandenburg in Germany. Żare suffered considerable destruction during World War II. The magnificent residential building we're now facing was bombed as well. In the 21st century, the palace and the castle, the latter is older, are still waiting to be renovated and restored to their former glory. The documented history of the Żare region goes 1,000 years back. One of the historical chroniclers mentioned it was annexed by Bolesław I the Brave, the first king of Poland. However, it wasn't for long. For the next few centuries, Lusatia often changed hands. It was ruled by a dynasty known as Silesian Piasts. Then it was part of Bohemia, Saxony and Prussia. The city itself dates back to the 13th century. Back then, there was a fortified stronghold here, as well as a trading settlement and a seat of the Franciscan order. Originally, the name of the city was derived from a Slavic word used to describe the activity of burning down a place before it could become a settlement. After the settlers arrived from the west, the name of the city was changed to the German Sorau, which was used until 1945. The city of Żare was the central point of a sprawling estate owned by influential and powerful families. It should be mentioned that between the 13th and late 18th century, the city was ruled by members of four prominent families: the Dewins, Paks, Biebersteins, and Promnitz. The Promnitz rule was the longest. It lasted more than 200 years and left a lasting mark on the residential complex. Erdman II Promnitz was the ruler of Żare, Pesztyna, and Czebiel at the turn of the 17th and 18th century. He was a man of great ambition. During his rule, the palace was built, the one right in front of you. The investment started in 1710 and was completed 18 years later. The Baroque residence was probably designed by Giulio Simonetti and Carl Spanninger. Other renowned artists took care of interior design. The square building has three stories and a mansard roof with characteristic two slopes. The facade, complete with high pillars and remnants of sculpted ornaments, is still impressive nowadays. Beautiful stucco decorations and colourful polychromies used to adorn the walls and ceilings inside the palace as well. What is interesting, the palace is by no means the only accomplishment of Erdman II Promnitz. Once the new Baroque residence was finished, he also adjusted the Gothic and Renaissance castle to match the palace. The castle is on the left of the palace. The two buildings are joined with a massive gate. The castle was built in the 13th century by the Dewins, the first owners of the Żare estate. Their successors expanded the building by adding cloisters and a tower. Of course, Promnitz also took care to ensure proper surroundings. Along the east wall of the palace, there was a private garden, shielded by a high wall. It was a giardino segreto, a secret garden following the Italian fashion. But the really impressive view is the one to the north of the residence. A long chestnut alley, ending with the blue gate, divided the garden in two. The part on the west was designed as the English landscape garden, while the one on the east was the French formal garden. In order to be close to perfection, the park was designed to include the river Żarka. Among the greenery, there were numerous bridges, gazebos, and other buildings, such as a summer palace or pheasantry. Once completed, the Żare residential complex built by the Promnitz family was one of the most beautiful residences in Saxony. No wonder this place was visited by Augustus the Strong, the Elector of Saxony and King of Poland, and his son, Augustus III. A famous composer, George Philip Telemann, even spent a few years here. After Erdman II Promnitz died, his son took over as the last member of the Promnitz family to live in the palace. Later history of this place is not so fortunate. The palace was used as a mental asylum and an office building, while the castle first became a prison and then a museum. April 1944 was tragic. This is when air bombs were dropped on the buildings. The palace and castle were deserted for good. Take a moment to go for a walk around the historical buildings and stroll in the park. I will now wish you a good day. Enjoy your stay in Jarret. Goodbye.